بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. I think you agree with me that in many cases in our daily life we do face some difficult moments, especially when we are dealing with the very close people to us, which in some cases they might hurt us by their words. Tough words, difficult words, maybe by your spouse, husband, wife, your colleague, your friend, employee, whatever. It happens with us in many cases that someone could be saying something that is hurting. Now, it's always highly appreciated, and it's not wise always to reply or to argue or to answer back. Because the general rule, basically, sunnat al-taghafur, which means just let it go. Okay? Now, if you apply the concept of let it go, you will achieve an amazing result in your life. This is not my talk now. The point, if you apply that let it go methodology, you will be able to control the fact that no arguments, no problem, no extra problem with the one who hurted you, and he might be very close to you. Now, our point is how to control your feelings inside after you decided to let it go, but nevertheless, you are not able to control your feelings, your emotions. Still, you are facing a problem in terms of you feel very bad. You are still so sad. How to control it? Look what Allah is telling us. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. The solution. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. In another verse, I'll translate now. In another verse, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. In another verse, another place, other, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So Allah is telling us, is telling Prophet Muhammad clearly, whenever someone is telling you something that hurts you, immediately to control this, do what? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Amazingly. But some people, they say, oh, how do you know? I'm not asking you, I'm telling what Allah says. If you want to try it, please try it. So, this is a Quranic divine solution to control sadness in your heart when you decide not to reply back out of wisdom, out of high manners, out of ethical manners, and you did it for the sake of Allah, but nevertheless, the problem has not been solved yet inside your heart. How to control it, how to relieve it, how to cleanse it, simply فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Try it and you will not lose. Just keep saying Subhanallah bihamdi, Subhanallah bihamdi. Try to say it. Many people, they did try it and they found an amazing result. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. From one of the ayat, it gives extra. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. If it is very difficult, go to the sujood. This will be released. It will be cleansed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing. And you know, Allah is the one who created us, and He knows what is better for us. So let's try it in case if you need it. And I believe all of us, we need it. Allahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.